WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hark here, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. You know that feeling when you're stuck in traffic, or someone cuts you off on the road? Maybe your boss just dropped a bomb of a deadline on you, or you're dealing with a family drama. That heat rising inside you. Yeah, that's anger. And while it's a natural human emotion, sometimes it can feel like a runaway train. But guess what? We can actually learn to manage that anger, channel it constructively, and even turn it into something positive. That's what we're diving into today, practical strategies for managing anger and aggression, straight from the Stoic Playbook. Because let's face it, in this crazy world we live in, keeping our cool is more important than ever. We've all got a lot on our plates. So, buckle up, because I'm about to share 5 powerful strategies that you can start implementing right now. Think of these as your mental armor against the fires of anger. First things first, remember. Anger often stems from irrational thoughts. It's like this inner voice going haywire, telling you that the world is out to get you or that everything is a personal attack. So, practice what the Stoics called negative visualization. Before you react with anger, take a step back and imagine the worst possible outcome of the situation. Trust me, it might sound counterintuitive, but actually visualizing the worst can help you realize that your reaction might be disproportionate to the actual threat. It helped put things into perspective. Next up, focus on what's within your control. We can't control everything that happens to us: traffic jams, rude people, unexpected setbacks. Those are all outside our circle of influence. But we can control how we react to them. So instead of letting anger hijack your emotions, channel your energy into something productive. Take a few deep breaths, go for a walk, listen to some calming music, or engage in a mindful activity. Another Stoic principle that's super helpful is amor fati, which means love of fate. Now, this doesn't mean we have to love every single thing that happens to us, because let's be real, sometimes life throws some curveballs. But what it does mean is accepting things as they are and trying to find the good in any situation. It's about cultivating a sense of gratitude and resilience even when things get tough. You know, one thing I've learned from practicing Stoicism is that anger often comes from a place of fear. We feel threatened or vulnerable, and our ego kicks into overdrive. So try to cultivate a sense of inner peace and strength. Remember your values, focus on your goals, and remind yourself that you are capable of handling whatever challenges come your way. Last but not least, practice forgiveness both towards others and towards yourself. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It only hurts us in the end. So, let go of resentment, cultivate compassion, and move forward with grace. Let's take a real-world example, shall we? Imagine you're at work, and your colleague sends you an email that's super vague and unhelpful. You feel frustrated, like they are not taking you seriously. Now, the easy thing to do is to get angry, send a fiery reply, or even vent about it to everyone around you. But what if, instead, you took a deep breath, remembered those Stoic principles we just talked about? You could ask for clarification in a calm and respectful way. Maybe your colleague wasn't trying to be unhelpful, they might simply have been unclear about their request. By approaching the situation with understanding and open communication, you can resolve the issue without letting anger take over. So there you have it, 5 powerful strategies for managing anger and aggression, straight from the Stoic Playbook. Remember, controlling your emotions is a superpower, and Stoicism gives you the tools to harness that power. You're not at the mercy of your feelings, you can choose how to respond. Take these insights, put them into action, and watch as you navigate life's challenges with more clarity, composure, and strength. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these strategies. And if you have any thoughts or stories you want to share, head over to our social media pages. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, keep your armor polished and your mind strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.